COVID-19 crisis has caused an increase in domestic violence, as we're hearing reported very frequently inside the media. This week on Over the Wall, we speak to Emily Wolfinger. First of all, Emily will provide us a context for sole mothers and how they are in a vulnerable situation already before COVID in regards to the welfare system, and then to talk about their current situation of vulnerability as households break down during COVID.
My name's Emily Wolfinger, and I'm a social academic looking at online user perceptions of sole mother poverty and welfare in Australia. To study representation of sole mothers in the media to sole parent welfare. A major finding of my research was that negative stereotypes of sole parents have shifted the moral responsibility of sole mothers, focused on the economic responsibility of sole mothers.
With the term sometimes in the media a burden?
Yes, I found that that was one of the most common depictions in the media I studied, put forward by politicians, that sole parents were, or sole mothers were, an economic burden. So that was talked about in terms of the cost of sole parent welfare to taxpayers. Sole mothers, according to my study, but the media, usually by the comments of politicians, also depicted sole mothers as economically irresponsible and, to a lesser extent, as dishonest, welfare fraud and so on.
Welfare reforms over decades have become, as you wrote, increasingly paternalistic measures that seek to increase obligations of welfare recipients while reducing the responsibilities of governments. Could you explain what you mean by this, please?
Sure. Welfare states, first of all, let me explain that welfare states expanded rapidly across the Western world, including Australia following the Great Depression and in the years after the Second World War. And this resulted in unconditional welfare entitlements, including in Australia the introduction of unemployment and sickness benefits, child endowment, the widow's pension. Later on, a supporting mother's benefit was introduced under the Whitlam government. So during this period, welfare was seen, conceptualised differently. It was seen as a means of compensating people for the inequities of the market and as an entitlement of social citizenship. So in the decades since the 1970s, neoliberal ideas, as they've become widely known, about the role of the state in the market began to influence political decision-making in countries like Australia. This has seen the repurposing of government as facilitator of the free market economy. This has required, among other measures, the restriction of income support as an intervention in the market through conditions of entitlement, surveillance and punitive measures for non-compliant recipients.
And this measure was built upon the Howard government's 2005 welfare to work policy. And how have these measures impacted upon single mothers?
According to a report released by the Australian Council of Social Services, poverty in sole parent households has actually increased in recent years in sole parent households, and that this was actually linked in the report to welfare to work legislation. As a result, we've also seen an increase in child poverty in sole parent families. We've seen a widening in income inequality as these measures have been implemented, policies such as tax cuts for the wealthy, weakening in industrial relations laws and trade liberalisation. So they've all culminated to income inequality since at least the mid-1980s, but certainly since Howard's era.
And also as being more likely to experience domestic violence, women are more likely to experience sexual harassment in the workplace, and
yep,
having a casualised market, again, places women at great income vulnerability, do you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We know that women generally, 70% are engaged in either part-time or casual employment. For sole mothers, this is higher.
There's a huge scope of people becoming unemployed in many different situations at the moment.
Exactly. You know, it is precarious. I mean, in a context of bullying, this is intensified for women because of their parenting responsibilities, and often they need to be present for their children. They don't have a partner to help pick up the slack. So clearly I think this is an issue that Australians are beginning to listen to more and more. You know, the old stereotype of dull bludger and doesn't wash as well anymore with Australians as it has in the past.
Neoliberalism is a primary focus of modern economic policies, with the ideal that citizens must become active participants in the marketplace. Primary responsibility is to the economy. And how has this neoliberalism ideal failed to recognise the obstacles to economic participation faced by single mothers?
Yep, sure. Well, I would argue that neoliberal ideology is essentially based on masculine principles: self-reliance and individual responsibility. I think these values are at odds with the reality of caring work, which is a predominantly female experience. Because the emphasis under neoliberalism is on individual responsibility, you know, emphasis on economic participation, self-reliance and personal responsibility, structural barriers to women's employment are not always acknowledged. This has an impact on women's earning capacity. And so that when relationships break down, often women find themselves in a precarious situation in terms of their finances. Women find themselves parenting alone after relationship breakdown, that they're on a much lower income. In situations where perhaps their partner doesn't continue to help with the financial support of children after relationship breakdown. So it's particularly difficult for those women. In terms of what Semlink does for those women, they do very little except where single parents might be facing domestic violence. In that case, there are emergency payments provided to those women in difficult situations. You know, for women leaving domestic violence, they have to join the queue, like other sole parents, to wait for the sole parent payment, you know, to come through. So, you know, unless they go to charities, basically, for that immediate support, or, of course, their families, they might find themselves in a very difficult situation. And, of course, we saw this play out last year with regards to the overwhelming majority of people seeking homelessness services were women. Previously to that, and for many years, it had been men. And that most of the women accessing these homelessness services were fleeing domestic violence, and many had children with them. So obviously, in terms of how this situation impacts on sole parents, we are seeing, you know, homelessness where women aren't able to connect quickly with their income support. Women's poverty, which is largely mother's poverty, becomes evident when relationships break down. We know that women's household income drops by about 21% following separation, whereas men's income is generally unchanged and, in fact, steadily increases over the years following separation. You know, unpaid child support, only 40% of mothers who receive child support report child support paid in full.
This is a public service announcement.